Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. African tourism misused by dirty politics of Russia and China. In June this year, Jürgen Steinmetz, the founding chairman of the African Tourism Board, warned ATB chairman Cuthbert Nkube not to be used as a tool by the Russian government to further their scary objectives for Africa when Mr. Nkube led an African delegation to Travel Russia Tourism Forum in St. Petersburg. At that time, Steinmetz told Nkube, as the proud founding chairman of this expanding organization, "I would like to caution you not to underestimate the danger in dealing with the Russian government. The ATB MOU is a great PR stand, but dangerous in a geopolitical way. Such an agreement can pose as a political propaganda tool. Russia was expelled from UN tourism because it invaded Ukraine. Major Western tourism companies, such as Marriott, Accor, and Hyatt, pulled out of the Russian market, but are investing big time in Africa. African tourism relies on a global balance of visitors. From a revenue perspective, visitors from Europe and North America are still the driving force for revenue in Africa. It's also important for Africa to retain ownership and control of its tourism and aviation sector. It's important to consider this when implementing further policies in cooperation and ensure such agreements will benefit and not disturb involved parties. I am not so much concerned about Russian visitors spending money and enjoying the beauties Africa has to offer to visitors. I am more concerned about African visitors getting kidnapped and eventually killed in Russia. I am extremely concerned about how tourism could be used to gain influence and dangerously abuse African resources and politics." eTurboNews.com. On June 24, Tanzania and Russia signed a major aviation agreement. eTurboNews.com. Already during the ATB visit in St. Petersburg, more and more stories surfaced about human trafficking involving Africans. Russia put in place a scheme to attract African tourists and also workers, so they could be tricked into joining the Russian army and sent to Ukraine to fight in the war, or threatened with lengthy prison time. A Tanzanian friend of an ETN correspondent in Africa was arrested while in Russia for visa charges and threatened with years in prison, or to serve 6 months on the front in Ukraine. He fell for Russia and returned to Tanzania in a coffin. eTurboNews.com. How the nightmare speculation could work for Russia to get control over Africa with tourism on the front page can be played out. Russia is interested in getting control from Senegal to the Indian Ocean with their goal to split Europe, split Africa, and in the process control world maritime at the Suez Canal, the Strait of Hormuz, and eventually the Cape of Africa. The Strait of Hormuz is a strait between the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman. It provides the only sea passage from the Persian Gulf to the open ocean and is one of the world's most strategically important choke points. Russia's influence emerged when Sudan was infiltrated by trained rebel groups from Libya, turning Khartoum into a state of war between the Sudan army and rebels fighting with Russian weapons, and most likely controlled by the Wagner Group. Sudan was destroyed in this fight between the rebels and the Sudan army. Now Russia is building a military base at the Red Sea. The Russian Wagner Group has expanded its presence across multiple African nations, primarily concentrating on security matters. Their activities often revolve around delivering security services and paramilitary aid, alongside conducting disinformation campaigns on behalf of embattled governments in return for access to resources and diplomatic backing. Wagner's operations are particularly prominent in the Central African Republic, CAR, Libya, Mali, Sudan, and more recently Niger, all of which share a complex relationship with Western nations due to historical colonial ties and underlying political divergences. During the Niger coup last year, there were a greater number of Russian flags observed compared to the flags of Niger. Niger is known for being the seventh largest global uranium producer and possessing the highest quality ores in Africa. It contributes 4.7% of the world's natural uranium production. According to Euratom, in 2022, Niger supplied over 25% of the uranium utilized within the European Union, making it the second largest provider after Kazakhstan. France relies on Niger for up to 15% of its uranium requirements. A report by Bloomberg that Turkish Foreign, Defense, and energy ministers had visited Niger to ensure the supply of uranium for the Akuyu NPP being built in Turkey by Rosatom has been refuted by the Center for Combating Disinformation under the administration of the President of Turkey. Bloomberg said Russia was planning to acquire Niger's uranium assets. The center described the allegations as untenable. The Tuareg, a subgroup of the Berber culture, are nomadic people who traditionally inhabit various parts of the Sahara in Mali, Niger, Algeria, and Libya. They are commonly referred to as blue men due to their practice of wearing a blue turban upon reaching the age of 25. In Niger, the Tuareg are primarily located in the Agadez region, occupying the northern half of the country. Agadez, renowned as the entrance to the desert, now serves as a stopover for numerous migrants aiming to reach Libya and ultimately cross the Mediterranean en route to Italy. While estimates differ, it is believed that somewhere between 80,000 and 150,000 individuals traverse the unforgiving and dry desert region in northeastern Niger as part of their journey to Europe. An ever-increasing stream of African refugees in Europe is seen as the reason for citizens to get angry, and for fanatic right-wing governments to gain ground. All of this has the potential to split Europe, and it's what Russia is working on, as it did with the German Democratic Republic splitting Germany, Mali, Burkina Faso, Niger, Chad, and portions of Sudan are indirectly under Russian control. In Ethiopia, it is feared the Wagner Group is already working underground. Once they cement their influence over Eritrea, Djibouti, and Somaliland, this conflict will pour oil into South Sudan, and on the other side of the continent into Senegal. Once this happens, Africa is split. From Senegal to Somalia, the Russian Wagner Group will have top influence over the region under the directive from Moscow. Rumors are also becoming louder of the influence of the Wagner Group in South Africa, as 95 Libyans were arrested last week because of operating military-style training camps in the country. South Africa is more and more divided, a known tactic by the Russian Wagner Group. Western strategists are desperately trying to get the situation in South Africa stabilized, so groups such as Houthis, proxies from Iran, and Russian influence will not destroy the Cape and make it a base to control or stop container ships sailing around the Cape of South Africa. If the situation in the Middle East escalates, the closure of the Strait of Hormuz could very fast become likely, and most likely Russian strategists already have it figured out. Without the Suez Canal, Egypt would be bankrupt, the Strait of Hormuz closed, and a Russia-controlled South Africa Cape Maritime would be in Russian hands, along with a good portion of the world commerce and economy. Russians have time for such planning. There are no presidential elections that could generate new leaders. The same counts for China. The influence of China in Africa has been prominent for many years. China makes countries dependent on providing loans a country could never pay back. They do this in Africa and also in the Pacific very successfully with their Belt and Road policy. Tourism is seen as a soft approach by Russia and China to further such objectives, and the African Tourism Board should stay away from it as far as they can, the organization's U.S.-based founding chairman Jürgen Steinmetz told Cuthbert Cube. The ATB chairman was appointed by Steinmetz in 2018. One of the first initiatives by the African Tourism Board was when they were approached by China in 2019 to participate in a high-profile event. China wanted ATB to invite high-ranking political leaders in South Africa. China is controlling aviation in Zambia, and tourism has been the main tool of influence. iturbonews.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on breakingnewsshow.com.